Hi, my name is Rulani Mokoena. Excited to be sitting with the legendary BBK. Looking forward to a very good show with my Black African brother. So come and join us, Sports Live, BBK, and come have fun with us.
Friday, happy Friday, everybody. And you know what it means exactly? It means that it is time for you to come and be with me, or for me to be with you, as we chew card over things sports. And this time around, it is football. And what a way to get the season underway. It is a blockbuster clash involving the teams that finished first and second in the DStv Premiership last season. Take a look at the fixture. Do you see what I see? You know that song? Do you see what I see? It's the Loftus Versfeld Stadium, which will be the stage when Sundowns begin the defense of their title. Mamelodi Sundowns versus AmaZulu. It's kicking off at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Well, we couldn't have asked for a better fixture to get the ball rolling in the 2021-22 season. Now, the two teams served up a 7-goal thriller in their last fixture. Themba Zwane hammering a hat-trick. Should we expect goals galore again this time around, Coach Rulani Mokoena, as we welcome you to Sports Live with BBK?
My big Black African brother. They always say the darker the berry, or the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. So hopefully you've brought your darkness with you, and we can have the sweetest of discussions. But thank you so much for having me.
And you must tell that Steve Gompela, colleague of yours, that even if he tried, even if he paid trillions of trillions, I will still be blacker than him.
It's a very stiff contest, But I'm not so sure. But very tough, very tough. One that needs VAR. It needs VAR.
I think we are all winners. Coach Rulani, thank you for taking the time to join us and have this conversation with us. I'm going to shoot straight into it. 7 goals. 4-3 last season in your favor. Are we expecting a goals galore again?
Yeah, those sort of games are not always games that are dished out from the menu. You know, those sort of games are anomalies that come now and then. And I'm not one that is a big fan of those type of games, those set 4-3s and 7 goals. If it's 7 goals, I'd like it to be only 7 goals coming from my team.
Ah, I see. Why do you not like those kind of scorelines?
Because I just don't like conceding goals. I'm not a coach that likes to see our team conceding goals. It always leaves a bitter taste in the mouth, because when you concede a goal, you always think you are so close to defeat. But the reality is that no one wants to concede goals. No one wants to play a football match where you are at risk of losing the match, you know. So yeah, I'm not sure. My heart is strong enough. I've got to live a couple more years to make sure that the cardiac muscles around my heart are a little bit stronger, and I can hold a lot of these potential heart attacks in before they come out.
Most definitely. But at the same time, I think you are not being fair on us, the fans, because the more goals, the merrier, you know. So if it's 7-0, it's fine. If it's 4-3, it's fine. If it's 5-2, it is also fine. But Coach Rulani, before we go even ahead, let us look at what you see as a threat that AmaZulu poses, especially when you look at the back of what they did last season with the run that they had to go all the way to, at some stage, appear as though they were going to unseat you. In fact, they did, only for a day. And then you came back and reclaimed that which you believe is yours and has been yours in the last 10 years in terms of the dominance of how you've won this DStv Premiership. Talk to me about AmaZulu and Penny McCarthy.
Yeah, you can only speak with admiration for the work that Penny has done. I mean, when Alan Fries and Ayanda Dlamini were in charge at the beginning of the season, you could already see that there was a lot of work being put into to stabilize the team and to make sure that they grow and they build something a lot more sustainable. And they moved into that space where they were not satisfied with the results, and with the new ownership putting a lot of pressure to finish in the top four. they felt that they needed a change, and they changed, and Benny came in and did an outstanding job, stabilized the team, gave them a structure, and they've stuck to that structure, except when they played now in the Premier's Cup, when they played with a back three, but normally it's a back four that has a double screen in front of it and a three that has the responsibilities of supporting the main striker. And they've got a lot of options within that position. They've got Majoro, they've got Bongi Ntuli, who are the players that they can put into that space. They've still got even Ushaga to be able to play as a nine, you know. So they've got big options. They've got very interesting and very dynamic offensive midfielders. Memela, whether he plays on the right or on the left or as a 10, you know, he's a threat in between the lines and the pocket. He's a very good player. Instinctively makes good decisions. And that's very difficult to manage, because when it's instinctive and rather behavioral, you know, Guti, is spontaneous, and it's very difficult to pre-arrange certain schemes to deal with that. But you have to make sure that you're aware of what positions he takes up on the pitch and try to control him. The speed of Mulenga, the speed of Moremi, they've got a lot of options, and Setebe as well as a 10. So they've got a lot of options. Keegan Buchanan has stabilized things, has come in and has done exceptionally well. Makaula as a single pivot. They've still got Kolam Lambo, who I'm a little bit surprised he's not been playing, but that is what it is. They've got a very good team. Koki has been very important for them. They've signed Pilani Zulu, who plays at left back. And I expect Kgotso Moleko to come in and stabilize the right back position. I don't think they'll be too adventurous playing away from home and going with an adventurous fullback like Skakan. I think this game they'll probably go for Kgotso Moleko, that they've also just recruited from Kaizer Chiefs. So a good team with a lot of options for to start, players that are on the bench that could easily start and have enough quality to be able to be there. So that means that they could easily change the game. So yeah, it will be a very interesting match, but we are well prepared for it.
I think also in Veli Mutwa, the last line of defense, their goalkeeper, they can easily say, and confidently so say, that they've got a very dependable pair of hands.
Yeah, probably one of the best in the league. In my opinion, Veli is one of the top four goalkeepers in this country. Has everything that you need. He's got the size to be able to have some form of presence. He's good in the air. His build-up play is fantastic, and he's a very good shot stopper. One of the main reasons why, in a very difficult season that Chipa had 2 seasons ago, where they were really struggling to win games under Norman Mapeza, Veli single-handedly kept them in the league with I think, a record number of super saves in a season. You know, I think he was going on 13, 14 super saves when I arrived there for my loan spell, you know. And he's got the right personality. He's got leadership presence. He's a good communicator. And he loves football, and they have in goals one of the best goalkeepers in the country.
I'm rubbing my hands in glee. I'm salivating, because tonight it is starting. The DStv Premiership is going to get underway with the clash between Mamelodi Sundowns as well as AmaZulu. It's going to be at Loftus, and you need to make sure that you get yourself near a television set and watch what in prospect is going to be a great game.
This is Sports Radio, home of the English Premier League live commentaries. All the goals, all the action.
Through ball from Chambers to Pepe!
Go to sportsradio.co.za, show support for your favourite team, match of the day, or any game you'd like to follow. T's and C's apply.
It's Spotlight with BBK, and I've got Rulani Mukwena all the way from, is it Yellow Nation, or now do we call you guys Rock Nation there at Sundowns?
We are the yellow nation that rocks.
A yellow nation that rocks and rocks with Jay-Z. Okay, coach, let us look back before we even go forward with the entire season. And we rewind to Sunday. We rewind to a game that you played in the MTN 8. It is the quarterfinal against Kaizer Chiefs. You're leading the game by 2-0. At some stage, you allow 2 goals to come in. The game finishes 2-2. It goes to extra time. You go on and win it on penalties. What did you pick up from that encounter from a Sundowns perspective?
Yeah, of course, it was good to get the cobwebs out and try to test the work in relation to the schemes that we've been working on and try and test that in an official competitive match against a very strong rival. And we were very happy to see ourselves get through a daunting 120 minutes without getting any major injuries, which was very pleasant for us. We of course, going into the game, we knew that we are not at the best physical shape, and we tried to make sure that we go slowly and slowly to try and catch the momentum and work on our cohesion, our fluidity, and the speed of executing certain actions. And apart from seeing that what we knew, of course, going into the match, that the frequency in repeating these actions and the frequency in repeating high quality actions with less recovery in between these actions is still not there. And that all only speaks to our match level in relation to match fitness and the match specific fitness. And not just overall condition, because you could be well conditioned but still not have the match condition, and the match condition comes with a lot of physical and psychological engagement. You know, I could easily get fit by running 10 laps around the pitch, but with football there's also elements of making sure that my movements are in relation to space, opponent, teammates, and the ball, you know. So there's a lot more psychological engagement and thinking and a lot of psychological fatigue. But that is what we will get into when we get into match day 5, match day 6. And once we get into that, we hopefully at the peak of where we want the team to be.
That's the voice of Rulani Mokoena, a man I call a member of the football aristocracy of South African football. If you think back to people who are the age of my late grandfather, you will know that there was once an Eric Skarasono. You will know when you are alive now that there was also a Chomo Sono. And there's also a man called Julius KK Sono. And now the fourth generation of the family is Rulani Mokoena, who is a coach at Mamelodi Sundowns and deserving a conversation with me right here on Spotlight with PBK. Now, coach, let's change gears and shine the spotlight on the new signings. Pavel Safranco, 26. Neo Mayema, 25, from Bloemfontein Celtic. Divine Lunga, all the way from Zimbabwe, but we know him as a former player of Lamontville Golden Arrows. Man with a big match temperament. I can never forget how he actually played a great game in the 2019 AFCON in Egypt. A lot of South Africans were raving about how Sifiso Tlanti put Mohamed Salah in the pocket. But I think in the group stages, we had seen Divine doing a fantastic job on the Liverpool striker. He comes in at age 26. And there's also a man from SuperSport United, Ugrant Kekana, who is 28 years old, and Sifiso Ngobeni, 24, from Bloem Celtic. Twofold question. I'm sure there is a need for Sundowns to try and cut down the average age of the team. But at the same time, talk to me on the list of 5 players that you've brought in. What do they bring and why you went for them?
Yeah, it was a very interesting window. One that we planned for earlier. And of course, for the last 2 years, in fact, the club started working on the vision of trying to cut down the average age of the squad. We knew that the team was already moving into a direction where we needed to refresh. And this was already even under Coach Pizzo. And of course, when you look at the recruitment, an important parameter for us has always been the age bracket that the players that we recruit come in. And then, of course, knowing that we had issues with Afonso and his regular injury situation, and we could hardly get him on the pitch. We knew we had to get a striker that was maybe in a similar mode and completely different to what we have with Gift and Peter and Kemet Erasmus, because those give us a different profile of a striker that we need. But sometimes when you play against reinforced defensive blocks and teams that defend a little bit in and around the box and then a bit deeper, you need a striker that's able to link up play and allow you to arrive in the box with a bit more calmness and with a bit more possibilities to find combination play and maybe even shots from positions that are a little bit closer. But you need a striker that is strong with his back towards goal and can hold up the ball well and allow you to establish play. That's what Safranco brings to us. He brings to us a different option where we can easily play to the feet of the striker and try to get our players that come from deeper positions to arrive in and around the box to create scoring situations. So we are happy with Safranco because he's a different profile of striker that we have.
And that pose by Safranco around the box during the penalty shootout, I thought that maybe it's because of the British and Irish Lions Springbok game so much, the way he put his hands together and the crouch, then I was like, oh, that one is going over the post. Before I could even finish saying that, it did go there. But coach, Neo Mayema.
Yeah. Top player. We felt that the age is the right age with regards to the potential that the player has. So the age is a reflection of the ability, and the ability also speaks to you, particularly when you focus on the age, about the potential that the player has. And when a player like that is in the market, particularly after we really have not replaced Keegan Dolly. If you look at Sundowns' offensive line for the last couple of years, all the offensive players have been right footers, and for a squad and a team as big as ours, is very difficult to see why we should only have right footed offensive players. And we with some of the things that we want to do this season and the way we want to play, we felt we needed a left footed winger that had the profile of Uneo, the dynamism, the speed, the acceleration to get into the box and the dribble, you know. So we're excited to have Neo, and his intelligence. Neo is a graduate. He's gone to varsity he's got his doctorate, I think, even in business, you know. So we excited and we are happy to have Neo in our team.
We like it when our boys also buried their heads in their books. I'm reminded of a situation during your guys' travels in the continent in 2016. The one sight that really pleased my heart was to always see, while you were waiting in transit at the airport, a Pesitau with his school bags and his studying, using every opportunity he could get to make sure that he sharpens his mind as well. The only thing that personally I'm impressed with is that Neo Mayema was able to leave Bloemfontein Celtic before the mayhem that has dominated their going away, their end of the road. Such a big brand of South African football being taken down the drain. But that's a topic for another day. Let's go to Zimbabwe. Divine Lunga.
Yeah, it's a bit sad to jump from Celtics and go to Divine. Divine is one that we felt we needed, especially for the African safari. Our Champions League experiences and what we've been through suggest that we needed someone with a bit more stronger defensive abilities and maybe even a bit more balance. Maybe the right word is balance, because Divine defends extremely well and it gives you possibilities to control the left channel a lot more. But also offensively, he's got the right sort of play to deliver crosses and help us to develop our attacks on the left. So we are happy that Divine is with us. He as you said, his best performances were probably in AFCON two seasons ago when he put
Mohamed Salah
in his pocket. Yeah, mm-hmm. Mohamed Salah in his pocket, you know. So yeah, a good player, very good technical abilities, very good physical profile, very good game intelligence, but also still with a bit more work that we need to do on him.
It does look like a player, if you use that advert of alcohol that plays on television, who Divine looks like, Ushelela Kamnandi. But at the same time, you'll be hoping that it's going to bring you some divine intervention, because you mentioned Champions League. It is going to be another campaign for Sundowns there. But coach, you know as I do, you know as well as I do, that 2016 is a long time. And I know that the standards at Sundowns are so high that just being part of the Champions League every season is not enough. What lies in wait? What is Sundowns thinking with this upcoming campaign of the CAF Champions League?
No, that's always the focus for the club. That's the ultimate prize that makes us do what we do every single day. We go into the market every day to try to strengthen the squad for Champions League. We go into the work every day on the pitch to try to improve the squad and the team for the CAF Champions League. That's our focus. And last season, we had a good innings. We battled away very well. And unfortunately, we got into the quarterfinals and the draw wasn't too kind to both us and Al Ahly, because to be fair, a matchup like that of two powerhouses, 9 times out of 10, happens in the semi-final or in the final, unless the football gods are a bit mischievous and want a lot of entertainment very early on. But the reality is you need a lot more than just quality on the pitch and work. You need a bit of luck, but it's the hard work that prepares the luck. And hopefully this season we can have a better running in the Champions League.
I know only 8 teams were in action last weekend, and I know the kind of homework that you guys put there. You would have focused on your game on Sunday, but you would have wanted to also see what happened in the other 3 games of the MTN 8. What is your projection from what the other teams did? Oroka Swallows knocked out Orlando Pirates. A coach lost his job as a result of that result. And there was action elsewhere as well. Cape Town City winning over AmaZulu. It's only one game each. From what you saw, what is your projection?
Yeah, the difficult thing is that it was interesting, because Swallows played very well against Pirates, and they showed they have the quality to be able to win matches. And there will be a dark horse in this race. I think one team that's completely different to every team in the league, you know, they play with inverted fullbacks. And now that they've also increased the competition in those positions, because that is their most important position. Their fullbacks are their playmakers. And now they have a Langerman who also understands the position well. They have Matlapa who understands the position well. And on the other side, they have a Vuyo Mere who looks like he's evergreen and doesn't degenerate, you know. But they have a strong squad. They've gone and done about their business very well in the transfer market, and they've improved the quality of their team. And you could see against Pirates that they'll have a very strong season again. Pirates will be there. They've improved their squad. I see they've also signed Never Die, so they'll be better. Chiefs looked a lot stronger and a lot better. They've got a good coach now. They've got a good squad, and they've made very key and interesting recruitments. You know, the recruitment of the midfielders Unange, Cole Alexandra will stabilize things and will make their midfield a little bit stronger. And Chiefs have always had a basis of a strong midfield from the times of Abo Katsande to Abo Doctor to Abo Thabo Moki. Chiefs have always been renowned to control their games in the midfield. And I think this recruitment and what they've done, the business in this window, puts them in a good position to be able to deal with this season. And also, You know that Maritzburg will be better. They didn't play, but I've been following them in the Premier Cup. They've got a good coach. They've done very good business. And I think for me, the golden, the dark horse will be Maritzburg. But interesting, we are yet to see a Kukune. We are yet to see a Royal AM. We are also yet to see some of the other teams, like any of these teams that were not in the top eight. So we will see how it goes, and hopefully we are in a position where we can challenge the league and push ourselves into defending our championship.
Coach, I want to go back to Chiefs as we are about to conclude this conversation on Sport Live with PBK with Rulani Mukwena. You're saying that they look stronger. Unpack stronger. What are the pointers of stronger, apart from the signings that they've made, looking at what they were last season and looking at them now? Stronger means?
Stronger means, of course they had a good coach, but they brought in Stuart Baxter, who's also a very good coach and someone that is familiar with the surroundings, and that helps a little bit. So the integration will take less time because he's someone that is familiar with the people, the players, most of the players, and the environment, which is very important. And that makes them going into the season a lot stronger. They don't start from zero. They start from a very good position where they were in the Champions League. And that experience, also losing a cup final against Al Ahly, that experience makes them stronger. So you've already got a coach, and that's a plus. You've already got some good experience, some hunger, some emotional injection, you know, because when you're in the Champions League and you lose it, especially the way they lost it, you do feel that we can do this, we can do it again, and we can compete with the best on the African continent. And that injects you with a lot of confidence, and that's what they have in this moment. That will make them stronger. But I think also the recruitment of players, they've got a young Mabaliso that they've signed for left back, which strengthens the competition that they have in that position, because the reality is they've got very good players there, and just to have an extra young boy with a lot of potential makes them a lot stronger because the depth is better. They've got Nange, they've got Cole, huge experience, and Nange from in fact even Cole winning trophies with Bidvest and challenging for the championship, that experience makes them stronger. And then of course Keegan Dolly makes them stronger. Keegan, you saw, I mean, within a minute or two of coming on.
First touch.
Yeah, he's touched and he puts the ball into the back of the net. So this is the reason as to why I say I think Chiefs will be a lot stronger. And I think the first two games, the one against Pirates, the game against us, shows that they're on the right path, you know.
Coach Rulani Mukwena, grandson of Skara Sono, thank you very much for taking the time to join us right here on Sport Live with PBK. Good luck for your game, the opening game of the season between Mamelodi Sundowns and AmaZulu Sotho Mabheshankon inyokehlazana mabona bulawa abafana basembelebeleni. They will be up against AmaSantawana, abafana beStyle, the Yellow Nation of the Rock Nation. Thank you, coach. All the best for the season going forward.
Thank you, my big brother, and thank you to your listeners, your viewers, for having me. Thank you to Paige for her time and her patience with me. Really appreciate this opportunity, and keep up the excellent work, Mr. Baring Bartu Kolchas. It's a tongue twister, eh?
Ah.
It's a tongue twister.
Hey, coach.
But keep up the good work. We are only strong because of you as a football nation. So we thank you so much for all your time, your investment, really, really always putting your heart out and trying to make sure that South African football is a better version than how you found it.
Coach Mukwena, you've succeeded in making both Paige and myself to blush. So she turned very orange and I turned very purple, and we embrace your words with the humility. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you so much, big brother. Thank you so much. Thank you, Paige. Thank you. Cheers, bro.
Sports Radio.
Tielemans, who can hit that? Oh, spectacular goal by Youri Tielemans!
Official broadcaster of the English Premier League commentary. Go to sportsradio.co.za, show support for your favourite team, match of the day, or any game you'd like to follow. Plus up to 2 hours of great sports audio a day. T's and C's apply.
Great to hear from Coach Rulani Mokoena there, especially giving his thoughts on Kaizer Chiefs. And speaking of Kaizer Chiefs, they will be playing their first game of the 2021-22 season, and that's going to be against TS Galaxy, whom they will be meeting at 3 at Timbombela Stadium. But also, developments on the Bafana Bafana front. Hugo Boss, Hugo Bruce, he announced his squad for the 2022 World Cup qualifiers, and this is going to be in Qatar in terms of the actual World Cup itself. But the qualifiers are going to be next month, as the 69-year-old called up 31 players for the matches against Zimbabwe as well as Ghana. Well, you want to find out who is in that squad in case you've missed it? Ronwen Williams from SuperSport comes in, as well as from AmaZulu, Uveli Motwa, Bryce Vuma from Chiefs, and Golden Arrows' Sifiso Mlungwana are going to be competing for the goalkeeper's gloves. In defense, Nyigo Mobi of Sundowns, Shin Deruk, his teammate at Sundowns, Chapelo Morena, formerly with Sundowns but now with the Swallows FC, and from Hapul Tel Aviv in Israel comes Asianda Klulu, Utibang Pete from Ospel Anense in Portugal, and Tabani Dube from Kaizer Chiefs, Jabulu Ngobo from Kaizer Chiefs, Musa Lebusa at Sundowns, Sbusiso Mabiliso, Kaizer Chiefs, and Innocent Mayela of Orlando Pirates. And midfielder Kobamelo Kodisang from FC Braga in Portugal, SuperSport United duo of Teboho Mokoena as well as Sipho Mbule, and Sundowns bring in Siphelele Mkhulise and Mutobi Mvala, and as well as Pepelo Stele, FC Tole rather, from Ospel Anense as well in Portugal, Njabulo Plom, Kaizer Chiefs, Yusuf Mats, Kukune United, and Siyethemba Sithebe from Usutho Olumapheshankone. Up front, the strikers are going to be Thabiso Kutumela of Sundowns, Bongukuhle Hlongwane, Maritzburg United, and from Denmark, from Aarhus, all the way forward man, Gift Links, as well as Evidence Makopa, Baroka FC, Victor Letualo, Royal AM, Percy Tau, Brighton and Hove Albion, as well as Luda Singh coming through from Copenhagen in Denmark. Well, that squad is going to be trimmed down to 23 players before the team departs for Harare, and that's going to be for the game against Zimbabwe on the 3rd of September. And then on the 6th of September, the Black Stars of Ghana will be coming. Good luck, Bafana Bafana. It is going to be an arduous task trying to qualify for this one, because there are 10 teams who are competing here, and each team must finish top of their group of the 5 groups. And then from there, they are still going to play the final round of the home and away matches to determine which 5 teams are going to go and fly the African flag in Qatar in 2022. And with that, I love you, and I shall see you again, and I'll speak to you again next week. Paige, let's go home, baby.
Hey, hey, and happy Friday. You're listening to Producer Paige. If you love Sports Live with BBK and don't want to miss a single episode, subscribe for free episodes on Iono FM, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your favorite podcasts. Keep an eye out on the Times Live and Sunday Times Sports sections for latest episodes every Friday.